Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, at least been in the smartest marketing expert that I know, marketing-mentor.com. You can find her books and all the things she does there that will help you with your small business. So I encourage you to find out what Elise can offer. Elise, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how big should you grow your business, right?
Yes, we are. And most people are deciding between should it be just me or me and a few contractors, or should I try to build something with employees and more?
Can I stick one thing in here? I said earlier that it had a lot to do with my growth, had a lot to do with what made me happy. But there's one other thing that's paramount, and I left it off the last segment, and I shouldn't have. And that is, you have to, it was in an article I wrote a long time ago. You have to ask yourself, if I grow, will it be better for my customers? You have to ask yourself that. And I'll tell you one real quick story. A little bitty, quaint little Italian restaurant that we all loved. The food was wonderful. The atmosphere was wonderful, but it was small. And the guy was making a living there, and he decided he wanted to grow make his restaurant bigger. He wanted to sell more ravioli, right? He moved to another place. It was not quaint. It was not comfortable. The food quality went down, and his business he'd had for a long time went out of business. There were a bunch of messages in that lesson. What do you think?
So why, though? But, I mean, to what does one attribute?
He couldn't scale the quality. He himself couldn't scale the quality. The people who came there, his regular customers, when they went back to the other place, it was big and open, and it wasn't quaint and comfortable. You know what I mean? It was what he had before worked, and the second one didn't work. Now, he didn't know that. No way for him to know that. But I'm just saying, you have to be, it's one of the challenges of growing. It might not work.
And I want to contrast the idea of growing with evolving and evolution, because I think evolution is inevitable in each of us personally and business-wise, that we have to keep improving and finding better ways to do what we do. And sometimes that means growth in the scaling, in the way we're talking about in terms of scaling. But I think growth is kind of an American idea.
Yeah.
Everything is constantly having to get bigger. And
You're right.
Resist that personally. I think evolution makes sense, but growth not necessarily.
No, I think you're right. I think that is an American thing. And one of the things that small businesses have to put up with is some people think the only entrepreneurs are in Silicon Valley. And I've had this discussion many times over the years, and I just shoot them down when they start talking about that. Like you're not an entrepreneur, like starting your business from nothing, or me starting my business from nothing, like we're not entrepreneurs. There are people who believe that. And so that's part of this growth is an American thing. Philosophy.
So wait, you're saying we are entrepreneurs?
Yes.
Even though some people think we're
absolutely
not?
There's no question. I know at least Ben is an entrepreneur.
It depends on your definition.
You may be right, but see there's another definition for those people, and I want small business, this is an important point, Elise. I want small business owners to know that if you start something from nothing, if you make something out of nothing, out of whole cloth, then you're an entrepreneur. Now, if you inherit a company and you become a business owner through your family, for example, day one, when you start running that business, you're not an entrepreneur. But if you take that business and take it to the next level, you add another product, you expand the company, that's very entrepreneurial. See, but my point is, to me, an entrepreneur is someone who takes risks. and who continues to serve customers at a higher level, as you said earlier, either quality or scale. And anyway, that's what I think. And but there are people out there who disagree with that, and I think they're wrong.
I don't see myself as an entrepreneur. I'm someone who is trying to help other people, and I'm using my skills and talents and what I've learned to do so. But
you built a platform from whole cloth. At least I watched you do it.
Yeah.
You built a platform to do that on that didn't exist before. That's as entrepreneurial as it gets. It's pure entrepreneurship.
Maybe entrepreneurialism has to do with intention. If someone goes out with the distinct intention to build something versus someone who, you know, was fired from their second job out of college,
right,
and was basically unemployable and knew it and decided, all right, I'm going to figure something out for myself, and it has evolved into this.
Yeah. I think it's risk, and I'll tell you, you've got customers, you've got clients that you work with who are individual business owners, and they don't even know they're business owners. They think they're doing something else. They think they're providing a service. They don't really think of themselves as business owners, and yes, they are.
That's true, and I think that is a mindset. I mean, all of what we're talking about really has to do with mindset.
Hey, Elise, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Will you come back soon?
All right.
Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yes.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. She'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.